once a month, we have the pleasure of welcoming a big brother, little brother match, or a big sister, little sister match. Today it's brothers, and it's a pleasure for me to introduce you to Tom and Samir, and we're going to get a chance to meet both of them. Samir, I'm going to start with you. Hello, how old are you?
Nine.
And what school do you go to?
Dilworth.
Oh, Pittsburgh Dilworth is an awesome school. Do you play drums?
No, I play clarinet.
Okay, but there's a lot of drummers at Dilworth, aren't there? A lot of folks. I knew you had to play an instrument. It seems like everybody's into music at Pittsburgh Dilworth. Who's in your family, Samir? At home, do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes.
And can you tell me about them?
I play with my sister a lot.
And your mom? I'm always curious about family members. Anybody else you want to give a shout out to? Or
My mom too.
Great. Well, let's meet your big brother. He's Tom, and he's sitting right over here. What do you think if you had to describe Tom in three words? What would you pick?
Fantastic, great, and amazing.
Wow, I want you to be my friend and my brother too. Tom, good morning. That's a great response to that question.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm from Williamsport, Pennsylvania. I moved to Pittsburgh 7 years ago, and I've been with Big Brothers for the past almost 3 years, I think.
Yeah, about 3 years.
Let me get Christine's microphone on here. You'd think I'd know how to work all this by now. There she is. About 3 years, you were saying?
Yeah, they've been matched about 3 years.
I think 3 years in April, late April, I think.
Yep.
And that's a long time to have a relationship. And especially, Samir, you've changed a lot in 3 years. What kind of difference has it made having Tom in your life? I mean, it's got to be real different to have somebody like Tom to hang out with.
He taught me a lot of different things.
Can you tell me some of the things he's taught you?
How to be tough and strong.
Interesting. How do you do that exactly?
Well, you got to ask him because he's the one who taught me.
Okay, well, we'll find out. How can I be tough? I could have used those life lessons when I was about Samir's age. I could still use them now. How do you do that?
I mean, I don't necessarily think that that's my intent is to teach him how to be tough and strong, but we do talk a lot about just being accountable for your actions, and you kind of reap what you sow. So if we go do an activity and Samir wants something, a lot of times we discuss how to earn it. If he wants to, for example, we got one day it rained out one of our plans, so I bought like a Lego set and we built it, and we just talked about he couldn't take it home because not his birthday or Christmas, and so he helped me around the house for a couple weeks. When I would clean up the house, he would help me wipe things down or vacuum or tidy up a little bit so we could earn, the Lego set. And I just try to, we have as much fun as possible, but, I just want to make sure that, he's taking things away positive from the experience as well, so.
Yeah, things are a little more meaningful if you have to work for them, I think. What do you like to do? Do you have any favorite subjects in school at Dilworth?
Gym.
Do you have any favorite sports to play?
Football.
Are you playing on a team? Not now, I guess, but
yeah, not now.
During football season, do you have a team? Excellent. And you mentioned clarinet. Have you been playing that for a long time?
Since we started third grade.
And how do you like it?
It's good.
It's a hard instrument.
You just gotta take care of the instrument.
Yeah, especially the reed, right? You need to be sure that's kept close. So have you guys gone anywhere really cool? You were starting to mention off air about being on a movie set that you had a chance to go on?
Uh-huh.
What was that all about?
It was about this guy. What's his name again?
James.
Yeah, James. And what was his movie called?
So he filmed, James Darcy was one of my clients. I'm a personal trainer. And he found out about Big Brothers Big Sisters, and he's actually British and they don't have that program in Great Britain, so he's really excited about it and invited Samir and I on set for his TV show he filmed here called Those Who Kill, which he made sure he picked a acceptable scene for Samir to go on, because there were some graphic scenes in the show. Unfortunately, Samir could never see it. But
well, that was, I mean, the police station was the library here right behind our building. I remember when all those guys were here.
Yeah, and so it was in a kind of a more mild scene on a day of shooting that he invited Samir and I down. And
shooting is in film shooting.
Film shooting, yes. Correct. And they actually let Samir sit in the producer chair and call cut and action. And I think the best part probably was the snack truck. Was probably Samir's favorite part of the whole day.
Craft services. Right. What was the snack truck like? Come a little closer so I can hear you.
They had like everything in there, like candy, food, and everything, and drink.
They got to keep all those stars happy and well-fed and feeling good.
And things about Tom, he has his own gym.
What's that? What's it like?
It's wonderful. He has, like, the punching bag and stuff, and then he has weights and everything.
And do you get to use that equipment sometimes?
Sometimes.
It must be. I'm sure that gym's probably meant for, adults, but you've tried some of it, like tried to lift and stuff? That's pretty cool. Tom, have you tried to get into some fitness together?
Samir's pretty young, so I don't really push it. But if he wants to try something, I'll show him how to do a couple things. One day we had a fundraiser through the CrossFit gym that I coach at, and Samir came along to watch. And when we were looking, I turned around, and Samir was deadlifting like 100 pounds.
Whoa!
Like holding in his hand, like smiling. And kind of everyone at the gym turned around and kind of was in shock. It was almost like a year ago probably.
Samir, how much do you weigh? Yourself, you know how much. I'm sorry, you'd think I
probably weigh around like Tom said.
Yeah,
but you lifted 100 pounds.
He did. We were all like, again, did not recommend that he did it, but we turned around and he had it in his hands, and he was talking with it in his hands, and it was pretty.
Your big brother is teaching you how to be strong.
Right?
I can't help but to notice, Tom. You're from Williamsport, you mentioned. And you've got this U.S. Steel logo on a tattoo, U.S. Steel, with the logo. Now, in Williamsport, that would have been Bethlehem Steel, right?
Yeah. We're, ironically enough, my mother and my grandmother and my grandfather lived two blocks from here. So my mom grew up literally right down the street. We came here as kids all the time. What got me to Pittsburgh was the fact that I have family here, and when I graduated, especially being in the fitness industry, it's small town's not really a place where you can make a living out of it. So when I was looking at bigger areas to move to, Pittsburgh was a natural choice just because of the fact that my grandparents are from here and my mom was born here and a lot of family here. So it felt like a home away from home. And then again, with the Big Brothers Big Sisters program, like you kind of get to build roots that aren't your own. I mean, so it is really nice to, like, Christmas time and things like that, since I'm not from here. We get to go to Samir's house and drop off gifts and have cookies. And so it is like, again, as much as Samir benefits from it, I think I take away probably more, than he does sometimes, because it is nice to, when you're not, family's not around, to get that interaction.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. What prompted you to do it? I mean, you weren't thinking of those things initially, but when you came to Pittsburgh, what was the moment where you said, I'd like to check out the program and see what I could do?
I think typically, I grew up in a single parent household. My dad died when I was 10. So I remember being 10 or 11 years old and being offered the opportunity to do Big Brothers Big Sisters, and I didn't do it. I went to the first kind of meet and greet thing that they did in my hometown, and I was like, I don't know why, I just was kind of scared of it, intimidated for me, like hanging out with a stranger. But as I got older, I really wished I would have taken advantage of it. And then so as an adult, I really wanted to get involved on the other end as a mentor. And so I was here for a few years, kind of had finally got settled, and felt like I had the time to really be able to put my energy into a program like that. So after procrastinating for a while, kind of pulled the trigger on it and started the process. And luckily, I met Samir and became like best friends within 10 minutes. We were hanging out and joking around and kicking it like as soon as we met. So it worked out like way beyond my expectations for what my experience was going to be. And it literally said day one, we were probably, we were goofing around within, a few minutes of meeting each other.
Samir, do you remember wanting to have a big brother, or what it was like for you before you guys were matched? Were you thinking it might be nice to have somebody like Tom in your life? And come, I need you to come a little closer so I can hear you.
Well, yeah, because my whole family is with the Big Brother Big Sister program.
Really?
Uh-huh, like my cousins.
So your cousins also participate? They have bigs? That's pretty cool. So you already knew a little bit what it was like beforehand?
Yeah, whenever I always wanted one because I saw it with them. So I was like, I went to go ask my mom, and she said, sure, we'll call.
Well, what a nice mom you have.
And that actually is a great point to pick that you pointed out about Samira's mom. Kim is an amazing person. And I think, you know, Tom can attest to that. That's what helps make this match so great. But a little bit of background, what Samira was saying, Kim helps raise her nieces and nephews, all of his cousins. How many are there, Samira, like eight?
Four
now, but total, I think there's eight. And Kim helped raise them and got them in the Big Brothers Big Sisters program. And the oldest is, what, like 20 now?
Yeah.
And so they had started out Big Brothers Big Sisters when they were six. Samira wasn't even around.
Oh, wow.
So Samira's whole life, he watched all these other kids go out with their bigs. And every time I would call their house to talk to them, Samira would always, because I talked to all the kids, but he didn't have a big yet. He'd get on the phone with me and he'd say, Miss Christine, when do I get my big brother? When can I get my big brother? And I'd say, Samira, when you turn six, we'll get you. It'll be your turn. So he, you know, just grew up. It was just part of, you know, what he saw his cousins doing.
Isn't that a great thing to you have a family tradition and an even bigger family? Now, I know what Tom does for his work. Have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
A professional gym person like him.
Okay, a personal trainer maybe. That takes a lot. You know, you have to be charismatic. You have to push people. You have to know what's right about nutrition. There's a lot to learn about that. You think you would like to do that, though?
Yep.
So do you have any fitness? Is Tom training you at all or giving you tips about how to stay fit and sharp? What's he tell you to do?
Like, always do push-ups and stuff.
Oh, Larry, I have a funny story. When they were first matched, and I don't know if you guys remember this, we had a picnic, and they hadn't been matched that long, and we sort of had a sports fitness kind of challenge component to this picnic, and you didn't have to do it, but you could do it. And Samira was really little. Do you remember this, Samira? And he was like, I don't want to do this. I'm not into it. And Tom's like, Samira, dude, like, this is my profession. If I can't motivate you, like, they're going to laugh me out of my gym.
Yeah.
It was so cute.
Samira won that day.
Yeah, and now to hear him say that's what he wants to do.
It's tough to get motivated sometimes. Believe me, I speak from experience as the motivatee and sometimes the motivator. It's tough to do that. Well, you guys really seem like brothers, like you've known each other your whole life and that you enjoy hanging out together. I want to give you a pass to the Children's Museum, which you can use today if you want to or any time. It's good all year.
Yeah.
And there's some parts of the museum that are really cool. The bounce exhibit is only open this weekend, but there's super balls that you can play with. And actually move around with. There also is the water play area that you might like and some other things. And if not today, you know, another day. And I really want to thank you both for being here. Is there anything else either of you would like, any of you, I should say, would like to say? We'll start with you, Tom. Anything?
I want to thank Big Brothers Big Sisters for, like, the opportunity to, you know, work with Samira. I mean, I think if you're thinking about being a mentor, just do it. You know, fill out the paperwork, start the process. It doesn't take that much time or energy. Like I said, when I started the program, I think I thought that every day that it took Samira out had to be like this wonderful, we have to go to Dave and Buster's or go to a museum. And as we get more and more into the program, a lot of times it's like, hey, Kim, I'm going to, like, pick Samira up. We're going to play video games for 2 hours. And that's just as fun or more fun half the time than it is to do these giant, well-thought-out outings, just because, like I said, you form this relationship with this person and you really get to know each other and like each other a lot, and just hanging out is typically more than enough investment in your time and energy than all these, like, fancy things that you think that you need to be doing in the first place. So it is really again, rewarding. And you do get to form this lifelong like relationship and friendship. And it's, like I said, probably the best decision I've made as an adult was to do this program. So
that's saying a lot. Samir, anything else you wanted to say?
That Tom was a great match for me.
And Christine, anything new at Big Brothers, Big Sisters we should talk about?
Always new stuff. March is bowling. So the biggest fundraiser, it's a national Big Brothers, Big Sisters, all the Big Brothers, Big Sisters across the country. We do Bowl for Kids' Sake. So just about every Sunday in March, we will be bowling. Tomorrow we are bowling at Noble Lanes. And so that's a big fundraiser. Also, all this year, it's the Big Brothers Big Sisters 50th anniversary. So each month we have tons of great things just to celebrate working with kids in the Pittsburgh area for the past 50 years.
Very good. If you would like more information, it's BBBS, Big Brothers Big Sisters Pittsburgh.org. Thanks again to Tom and Samir and to Christine. And consider becoming a big, and littles are needed too, bbbspittsburgh.org.